You're listening to a classic business podcast as heard on Classic 1027. 1027.
My next guest is regularly described as one of South Africa's most inspiring women in tech. Cara Nardesan is South African CEO of NicePass's PayU and recently appointed chairperson of the e-commerce forum South Africa. And really, Cara, you're fulfilling your promise of a committed shift towards women in tech and women in your community. You head up diversity and inclusion for PayU across the continent. And I know you as a powerful and strong advocate for women in STEM as well. So great to have you on the show. How did you get into the tech space firstly?
Hi, Michael. Thanks. Great to be here. Well, I started in technology when I was quite young. My dad got me a computer when I was around 14, so I have been dabbling for some time. I decided to take on a computer science degree. And then from there, I had various tech jobs, went to the UK, had great opportunities with Microsoft and BP. And then finally came back and got a great opportunity in a fintech company called PayU. That was a little startup at the time. And now, one of the biggest payment service providers in the country.
Now, what is the current data around women in technology in South Africa?
Unfortunately, not fantastic. So depending on where the stats come from, it's about between 18 to 24% of women that actually fill tech roles.
Sorry, how many?
About 18 to 24%.
I thought you said 18. I was going to say that certainly shot up the ranks. Now, why do you think women haven't received the sort of attention or offers in the industry? Is it a pipeline issue? Is it a skills qualification issue? Is it an old school tie issue and a kind of boys club issue? What do you see as some of the big barriers to women in tech?
I think it's all of the things that you mentioned and more. So I think there's a lot of bias around the skills that are required in the technology field, firstly. And secondly, there's just not a lot of women that are taking up the field or girls from a young age. So you already have a very small population of women to choose from. That's pretty much the problem. I think technology jobs have been, you look at it and you go, well, you must have great math skills, analytical skills, and those are the things technically that men would, it's perceived that men would do better at that. And that's not a well-founded perception. It's actually not true at all. Because there have been surveys.
Yeah, carry on.
There have been surveys and academic papers that actually show that, for instance, there was a GitHub is the largest repository of code in the world. It's got about 12 million users. And it shows that code that was submitted and approved by women actually fared a lot higher than men, by about 78%.
Oh, that's very interesting. So how do we change this as an industry? How can this be changed within the e-commerce and technology industry in South Africa?
I think it's going to start from education. So there has to be a lot more in terms of educating women, changing the bias, educating girls and boys, changing the bias around what kind of skills and who is good at what skills, boxing, I think our children up to start off with. And I think that's going to make quite a big impact. I think there's also a lot to do with companies and sustainable development in terms of the kind of investment. And this is something that PayU specifically is looking at. We are partnering with learning academies, and we have looked at programs that will run over several years where we will invest in both the education of women to look at a pool of women that we will look at mentoring as well, giving them the confidence and the kind of skills that would allow them to integrate into a technology space with the potential to hire them, but certainly to have them ready for the workforce. And I think if you have more initiatives like this, one grows to two, grows to four.
Yeah, it becomes exponential. What is PayU doing in this space? What are you bringing to the table with respect to women in tech in particular?
So the one is, of course, this learnership program that I spoke about in partnerships. The other is that, quite a lot of events that I attend. And that I speak out. We also have, PayU in general has some initiatives that we run, hacking initiatives. We have Girls Who Code initiatives. Surprisingly, some of the regions, for instance, Romania and Israel, actually have quite a high headcount of women. And so we ran a great program last year, and the winners were actually a group of women. And this is really a great message just internally on that technology, especially, you know, becoming an engineer coder, doesn't have anything to do with you being male or female. So it's really encouraging internally to see that. And then you start to, you know, you can now have a voice externally, a platform externally. So I think we try and live it first internally in terms of what we do and what we advocate for. And then it's really by the kind of partnerships and sustainability through some of these programs that we try to get involved in and drive outside PayU.
Absolutely. It's through that partnership approach and also through exploding a lot of those myths around STEM that I think we will see the greatest impact at the base of the pyramid. Karen Nardison, South African CEO of NASPAS PayU and recently appointed chairperson of the E-Commerce Forum of South Africa, talking about women in tech and the work that's being done to blaze a trail for more women coders and more digital skills in the space of e-commerce for women in South Africa.